Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach, and it's a beautiful, crisp day here on May 20th in New Jersey. I'll tell you, I'm loving it. It's not so hot. It's very cool and beautiful. I'll tell you, that's what we've been waiting for. This winter was horrible here. But any which way, I want to talk about a topic that I am seeing all over the place. It's about being prepared. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for whatever you want to get done in life, whatever your goals are, whatever your retirement, whatever it is you want to do? Are you really prepared? That's really the topic of today. You know, it's funny because I'm in the middle of moving, and I'm, you know, we have a list and we have things that we're doing and going over everything, and it's like, okay, we have, this is the time we have to get it done, and it's a process. It really is a process on what we're doing. You know, okay, we got to get this stuff out in different rooms. We're doing this and so forth, so that we're out of here, you know, in time for the new people to come in, because you don't want to be, you know, under the gun the last minute. But, you know, I'm seeing other people talking about, well, you know, yeah, I'll get to whatever I'm going to get to, but, you know, I don't have the time now. Or, and I'm like, really? You know, you're going to get to it when you get to it? I guess I'm the type of person, I like to plan things like 2 weeks in advance or 3 weeks in advance. As a matter of fact, I had something funny happen yesterday. One of my team members, I felt so embarrassed, you know. I guess you guys could relate to this. I have a 4 o'clock call today, not yesterday, but today. The 4 o'clock call is an international call that I'm going to be getting a phone call from Holland. So I don't know why. I guess it's the moving that really, really screwed me up, okay? But I'm like, I got to be home at 4 o'clock because I have my team member. He's going to call me, and I got to make sure, you know, I'm his senior sponsor. I got to make sure I'm here. So I get here, and it's 4 o'clock, and the phone does ring, and he is punctual, okay? And I go, and I said, wait a minute, son, something is not right, because it's already 10 after 4, and he's not calling. I'm like, okay, what's the matter here? And I go, and I hit him up on Facebook. I just want to let you know I'm on standby. He goes, standby for what? You know? I go, well, I'm here for the call. And he goes, and he says, isn't that tomorrow for the for the whole day? I was thinking it was the 20th, and it was the 19th. I went, oh, yeah. And I go, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, well, it's better to be prepared a day early than to be a day late. And he started laughing. But, you know, that's how I am. That's my personality. I always like to be ahead of time, you know, make sure that things are prepared because, you know, I'll be honest with you, in nursing and in everything, when you're prepared, when you got things done ahead of time, that's when you don't need the stuff, okay? I would tell my patients when I would go to their houses, I would tell them, do yourself a favor, not me, do yourself a favor, write down all the medications. Write down all the procedures you had, when you went to the doctors and so forth. Have everything written down. Because what will happen is, God forbid, if there's an emergency and you're trying to remember what medications you're taking, not taking, you know, you're not going to remember at an emergency. You're really not. And 9 out of 10, the ones that had it prepared didn't have an emergency. But the ones that weren't prepared, they had emergency. The family was trying to get pill bottles. They weren't sure, is grandma on this or grandpa on this? Dad, are you still taking this? Meanwhile, the person's having problems breathing. You know, they can't remember what the hell's going on, you know. And it's chaotic. Everything's chaotic when you're not prepared. So it's extremely important, ladies and gentlemen, to be prepared no matter what it is that you are facing in life. If it's moving like what we're doing. You know, we knew that we're going to be moving, so we started ahead of time. We started, you know, giving what we're giving away, we gave away. You know, we have charities that we deal with. We call them. We have scheduled times that they're going to be coming. It also helps us to be prepared to get our things in place. so that this way we know that a truck's going to come on Tuesday, for instance, or Wednesday, whatever, that we know, okay, we have to have certain things out there by that time. It's an accountability when you're being prepared. So, you know, that has really helped us. The same thing like in business, you know, I laugh because, again, I've been doing this type of business for 18 years, and when you're sending information to people, you know, like especially like in, you know, my business, as a lot of you know, is Carrot Bars. You know, some of you that don't know, you know, if you want more information on that, we'll just, you know, just let me know, shoot me an email, and I'll tell you about it. But any which way, it's just I'll send them information about Carrot Bars, and they'll turn around and they're looking at it. I'm like, okay, great. Let's get back, you know, together. I usually give people, you know, like 2 days the most, because it's really not that hard. It's really not that, you know, the information is not rocket science. It's gold. You know, you can't really, you know, if you don't understand gold, I don't get it. But anyway, I give them, you know, like a day or two. And then I get some people, not a lot, trust me, not a lot, but I'll get somebody, well, I have to really research this. I'm like, okay. And then it's like, well, do you have more information? Yeah, sure, I'll send more information. Before I'm done, I have sent them so much information, they have what's called analysis paralysis, where they are checking every little thing. And it's like, okay now, you know, and that is really unhealthy in anything, because if you're going to spend so much time analyzing everything, how are you getting the other things done in your life? You can't. You know, I'm not saying don't do your due diligence. Doing due diligence, now that's a totally different ballgame. You have to do your due diligence with anything. If you're buying a car, if you're buying a house, if you're moving, you know, I did a topic on this. If you're moving, you need to know your neighborhood. You need to know what's going on. You need to study about that. You need to know about that house. You need to know what's happening with that house, what's going on, you know, and stuff like that. So, yes, you need to do your due diligence, but sometimes people take it to the extreme of analysis paralysis, where they don't make a decision because they need to know. They need to know, and before you know it, the stuff that they think they need to know, it's really not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. Do you really need to know, you know, how? Let's say a bookcase. Do you really need to know how the bookcase was created? Do you need to know exactly where was the wood? Where did they chop the wood from? What forest did the wood come? Who was the driver that drove that wood to the factory? What factory was it? Who was the worker at the time of the factory and working at the factory at the time that wood was delivered? Okay? I mean, it gets to that point. You don't do that with, you know, with things in life. You don't go to the point where I need to know everything of that particular whatever it is that you're analyzing. That's where it's called analysis paralysis. You get so inundated, you know, looking at a part. I mean, we need to know what we really need to know what's in our food. That's something we really need to know, ladies and gentlemen, because it's really scary. Every time you turn around, it's like, well, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, because this is in our food, and that's in our food, and that. I'm going to do a topic on that one, you know, because that stuff is scary stuff. You don't know what to eat. After a while, you know, that really gets to you. That's the stuff you need to know. I don't care about having analysis paralysis with that. I mean, really getting to the nitty-gritty about that. But when you really need to know on how, you know, where, you know, the minuscule things of something, then that's a little bit too much. Then you got the other extremes, the people with the other extremes. Yeah, I know I got to make a will. I've heard that so many times. I got to make a will. Yeah. And they don't make the will, and God forbid something happens, guess who gets screwed? The family gets screwed because, you know, there's some family members that as soon as somebody dies, they all of a sudden think they haven't seen Aunt Sophie in many, many years, but all of a sudden, oh my God, my poor Aunt Sophie died, you know, and I have to, you know, I have to be there and claim something, you know, or grandma or grandpa died or whatever. They haven't seen that person in years, but all of a sudden they're some scorned family member that they took the death so terrible. That's what happens, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about, be prepared. Some of the things that you need to be prepared, they're not nice things. You know, wills aren't something that, you know, you like to talk about, but guess what? You have to. You have to protect your family. You have to. You have to protect your loved ones. If you want certain things done at the time of your passing a certain way, you better put it in writing. You better put it in writing. You know, there's this thing, if you're not familiar with it, you know, a lot of people are. If you're not familiar with it, you want to have a living will. I can't tell you enough how many times I've had patients who said what they wanted to have done. Specifically, they didn't want to be put on life support. They were okay with having an IV, but they didn't want to have all this other extra measures. They didn't want to be put on a ventilator. And they were specific. But because they didn't have it in writing, guess what? They were able to do what they wanted to. The family members were able to do what they wanted to do because it wasn't in writing. Look at what is happening with Christina Brown. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. That is what's going on. She was of age. She was a young girl. She is still alive, so excuse me. She is a young girl, okay? Who thinks about this happening to a young person? But it happens. It happens. So anybody 18 years of age or older needs to have a living will. And you need to make a decision. If you want to be an organ donor, guess what? You need to make that decision. You have to. Because if you don't want, you know, if you want that done, and if you don't have it in writing, guess what? It ain't happening. You could tell your parents, you know what, you know, like my youngest son has already said he wants to be an organ donor. That's his choice. And I'm like, that, you know, we have to see, you know, it depends on health-wise, you know, at the time. But that's his choice. I can't go, it's his body. Even though I'm his parent, it's his body. This is what his choice is. This is what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. There's certain things you've got to be prepared in life. You got to be starting to be prepared financially. Here's a big financial crisis happening. I don't know if people are seeing what's going on in the world, but here in America, I mean, we got to start waking up as to what's going on. We really, really do. I mean, I'm putting out things on Facebook. If you haven't done so, or if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, look up BRICS, B-R-I-C-S. The initials, BRICS, look that up and look up what that means, okay? It's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, okay? They're getting together to create a different type of currency. They're going to be trading amongst themselves. And guess what? The United States wasn't included in the party. So everybody really, really needs to get prepared, because history is going to be made again. This is nothing new. You guys have to really, really look at what's going on and really look into history, especially like the history of money with Mike Maloney. That will really wake you up if you haven't seen that one. Those are things that you got to be prepared. Got to be prepared. You know, same thing with life insurance. You got to have your life insurance. You got to have your house insurance. You got to be prepared. You never know. Not that, you know, God forbid anything happens. Car insurance. You got to have car insurance. It's just in case. You got to be prepared. I don't know how many times, you know, when you don't have things in order, when you don't have, you know, you have things that's chaotic, that's when everything hits the fan. It really does. So if you feel like your life right now is very chaotic, you really need to sit down and say, hey, okay, right now everything is hitting the fan. I need to get things in order. I need to prepare things and put things in their place. Because I'm going to tell you something. If your life is chaotic, you can't think clearly. You can't make rational decisions. And it really affects your health. It really does. So if this is what's really going on with you at this time in your life, and sometimes I get these, when things come to me, it's because I see what's happening with certain people. So it's kind of like messages, you know. I give out messages in my radio show without mentioning people, okay? But anyway, I really think, you know, it would be in your best interest to take a moment, sit back, take a deep breath, and say, okay, I realize that right now my life is very chaotic. I don't have the finances right now that I would like to have, that I'd like to leave a legacy for my children and my children's children, okay? And some people can't even fathom thinking about their children's children at this point, just their children, just even putting food on the table. So what can I do today to prepare for the future? Okay, because what you're doing today, it is actually getting the things ready for tomorrow and for your future tomorrows, okay? So that's what you need to do if that is the problem in your life. If it's financial. If it's a relationship that is having a problem with a major relationship, then it's time to say, okay, what am I going to do to prepare to get myself out of this relationship, because this relationship is not doing me any good. I need to get out of this relationship. Let me get prepared in that area. If it's health-wise, if for some reason, you know, there's health issues, then you need to get yourself prepared in taking care of your health. What are you going to do? If you need to lose weight, guess what? You need to prepare yourself. You need to prepare yourself mentally. You need to prepare yourself spiritually that you're going to lose weight or you're going to change your diet, whatever it's going to take, because you want to be healthy. That's another way of preparing, okay? If you're going to prepare, you know, for the whatever in your future, are you going to start a business? If you're going to start a business, you got to do some preparation for that. You have to do your due diligence. Check out whatever business that you're going to do. Make sure that that business is what you want to do, you know, and do your due diligence. Not analysis paralysis, due diligence, really. I am very, I don't know what word I'm going to say, how I'm going to try to stress this, but I'm trying to really, really stress this point. If you do not have a living will, ladies and gentlemen, please make your decisions known what you want to be done. I have seen it through the eyes of patients who were very pissed off when they were put on life support when they didn't want to be put on life support, okay? So please, if make your decisions, whatever you want to do, give it to your lawyer, put it in writing, so that this way, God forbid, if there's something happens to you, your family members know what to do. Because let me tell you, at that point, if you love your family members so much, at that point when they have to make a decision like that, that is the friggin' hardest decision to make in life, when you have to decide to put somebody on life support or not, okay? It really is. It's not a picnic, okay? So I'm just letting you know, please get that. You could download it. It's online. I don't have the website in front of me, but you can. You could look up you could look up Living Wills, and you could get that done. Speaking of wills, if you do not have a will, and there are certain, you have valuables, you have, or not even, doesn't have to be valuables that you have millions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen, okay? There could be a music box, as simple as a music box, or a piece of jewelry, or whatever that you want a particular family member to have. Guess what? You better put it in a will, because that's the only way it's going to be taken care of. If you don't do that, the person that you may not want it to go to will get their grubby little hands on it, okay? Trust me, I have seen and I have heard stories where the person wasn't even cold in the ground, okay, and the family members were over at their house scoffing up everything, and the other family members who the items were intended to never got them. Let me repeat this. The family members who the items were intended to never got them. Okay? So please, if you have certain things that you particularly want a family member to get, if it's not in writing, it doesn't happen. I'm serious, and I know you probably have heard this. It's the truth. It doesn't happen. Same thing with a living will. If we don't have it in writing, it ain't going to happen. All right? And I had a patient. I'll never forget that woman. Family never, ever, ever came to see her. The woman was put on life support because we did not have a do not resuscitate on her. Family refused to sign a do not resuscitate. Okay? She went down. She went into cardiac arrest. We had to code her. We brought her back. The woman had 14 wounds. Don't tell me the woman wasn't suffering, okay? Instead of letting her go so she could die with dignity, the family would not sign it. They never came to see her. She was suffering, and we had to keep her alive. We had no choice. And to have somebody live in that horror, in that pain, every time we did wound care was horrific. And if that's something that you think cannot happen to your family member, think again. Or if you think it cannot happen to you, think again. And if you have a strong heart, oh, hell yeah, it can happen. So this I'm covering a lot of topics about being prepared because you need to be prepared in life. There's too many things happening. You know, we let things go. We sit there and we watch TV. You know, yeah, TV, it numbs you out to some of the things that are happening in life because it's like, how could this be happening? But you have to be prepared. Get the stuff that you need to get done. Get it done. Get it over with. It's like going to school. Get your stuff. You know you got to do homework. You know you got to do it. Get it over with. The minute you get home, get that stuff over with so you got the rest of the time to enjoy. But if you're going to procrastinate and not get it done, well, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be turned in late. It's going to cause more problems. It's the same thing with the things that you got to get done in life. The same principle. If you don't get it done, something will happen where it's like, oh, my God, I should have had that. I should have had it done. Now where's Dad's will? Oh, my God, we can't find it. Oh, God, the other side of the family is causing a problem. Yeah, they, you know, and then you got to go to probate and all this other crap that didn't have to be because you didn't take care of what you needed to do. You didn't have everything in place. That's what chaos does. When you have chaos in your life, it causes more problems and it causes more family disharmony instead of harmony. So that's why it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that you have things in order, whatever it is, be prepared. Have your things in order. You know, it's better to have it all done, get it over with. You know, when we become 18, it's like, okay, you know, hey, we're adults. Yeah, you're adults. You know, technically, according to the law, yes, you are adults. But there's things that you need to get done. And it should be done, you know, and get it over with, you know, whatever it is. You know, like, for instance, I have a pension, okay? Now, and this is, oh, okay, I'm gonna explain a couple things. I have a friend of mine who she is in the middle, her husband and her split up, okay? He left. He went to another state, all right? The house is under both their names, okay? The house is under both their names. Now, God forbid she dies, he gets the house because they're under both their names. She needs to get his name off the house. He deserted her. It's been almost a year, or it's been a year, and she has to take care of that. If she chooses not to take care of that, and God forbid something happens to her, guess what? They're still legally married. He gets the house, whether she likes it or not. It's her choice. She could decide not to do anything, or she could. That's up to her. Okay? Same thing, there was a life insurance. Okay? Same thing. Had her ex-husband's name on it. Now, then, if something happened to her, her ex-husband would get the money because he's the beneficiary. Same thing with me. When I was married before, okay, I had my pension. My pension was under my ex's name, okay? When I got remarried, okay? Immediately had to change that. Why? Because, God forbid something happens to me, I don't want my ex-husband getting the money. Those are things you have to be on top of, ladies and gentlemen, because you just assume just because that you're remarried or you're single that that person is not going to get your money. Well, guess what? They will. Those are things you have to make sure that you got prepared. Nobody wants to think about, you know, and that's why it was kind of a hard topic because, you know, to me, what I faced with the cancer that I've dealt with, please, I'm okay with things. But some people don't like to hear about the inevitable, okay? They're like, well, if I don't deal with it, I don't have to deal with the inevitable. No, it doesn't work that way. You know, we all have to take that final walk with our, you know, higher power. With me, it's God. Why make it harder for your family members who are left behind? I don't get it. I just feel like I want it. It's going to be hard enough on my kids when I go, so why make it harder on them? You know what I mean? So why not get everything prepared ahead of time? That's the way I look at it. You know, you might have different ideas, and that's perfectly fine. Whatever you decide is works best for you, but I really think it would be in your best interest to have things prepared because it would be better for your family members. If everything's already done, mom wants it this way, dad wants it this way, it's all taken care of, just everything runs much, much smoother at a time when, you know, they're grieving over your passing. It's just so much easier. It really is. The same thing, you know, and with anything, you know, having that little bit of insurance, making sure that you have, you know, like whatever, your life insurance, your home insurance, your car insurance, those are things you want to have in order. Same thing like with your finances. You want to start having those things in order. You know, right now it's very hard. There's statistically, if I'm not mistaken, either 70 to 80% of all people in America don't even have a savings account. I know, dead silence. I did that on purpose. They don't have a savings account. And they don't have enough for 3 months' worth of to cover for their salary or even their mortgage. They don't have it. That's what we're facing here in America. Okay? So if there's a financial crisis, if the dollar does deflate and it goes down to zero, we're going to have big problems, ladies and gentlemen. So it's time to really get prepared as to what needs to be done. So you need to prepare for everything in life, have everything done, and also by doing so, you're teaching your children to be prepared. And then it's a legacy that you're teaching, they will teach their children to be prepared. Because years ago, you know, our parents and our grandparents, they didn't have what we have today with all the technology and everything and showing what could happen. They didn't have that. We're very fortunate that we have things right at our fingertips where we could Google things and we could check things out. So I hope this show opens up people's eyes that you need to be prepared. And if you're not, start today. Any which way, thank you again for coming, you know, to the show. I wouldn't have these shows if it wasn't for all your wonderful listeners. So have a wonderful day. And we'll be back next Wednesday at 9 o'clock a.m. Again, I don't know what the topic is, but we'll play it by ear. Have a wonderful Wednesday. See you next week. Bye-bye for now.